This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Hundreds gathered at a candlelit rally in Yangon on Saturday in a peaceful protest which defied the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the military junta. The crowd sang songs and arranged candles around a red banner with RIP written in white. Earlier, security forces killed at least 12 people by shooting live ammunition at demonstrators. Thousands of protesters, many of them teachers and university students, held a rally Saturday in Mandalay, where at least four deaths were reported. Other deaths were reported in south-central Myanmar and in a suburb of Yangon, the country's largest city. The February 1st coup reversed years of slow progress toward democracy in Myanmar, which for five decades had languished under strict military rule that led to international isolation and sanctions. Russian police detained more than 180 people Saturday at a conference of independent municipal deputies in Moscow, accusing participants of violating the law by attending a pro-democracy forum with ties to an organization the government has labeled undesirable. Authorities said the event was sponsored by Open Russia, an organization they labeled undesirable in 2017 for its financial ties to the exiled Russian businessman Mikhail Khodorkovsky. A law claims to target foreign NGOs whose activities threaten the foundations of Russia's constitutional system, defense, or national security. For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, visit our website. This is VOA News. Jordan's King Abdullah was booed when he visited a hospital in the town of Salt on Saturday, hours after six patients in a COVID-19 ward died due to a reported shortage of oxygen. The king's visit came shortly after Jordan's health minister resigned on Saturday. We get more from Reuters' Edward Barron.
The oxygen failure earlier on Saturday hit intensive care, maternity, and coronavirus wards in the new Salt government hospital west of the capital, Amman. A government spokesman said Prime Minister Al-Kassane asked the country's health minister to resign over the accident. The government said initial investigations showed the six deaths were caused by a one-hour disruption in oxygen to the wards and that prosecutors were handling the case. Jordan's facing a spike in COVID-19 infections, attributed mainly to the fast transmission of the British variant of the virus. It announced last week stricter measures to curb the spread of COVID-19 and reimposed a full lockdown on Fridays.
That's Reuters' Edward Barron. A video of some of the students kidnapped from a college in northwestern Nigeria emerged on Saturday, showing them cowering on a forest floor as armed captors hit them with sticks. 39 students are missing after gunmen stormed the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization in Kaduna State late Thursday, the fourth abduction in northern Nigeria since December. Video footage shared on social media showed roughly two dozen students begging for help in English and Hausa. In a statement on Saturday, President Muhammadu Buhari urged that the missing students be found and returned safely to their families. Attacks by gangs of armed men, called bandits by the government, have intensified for several years. Military and police attempts to tackle the gangs have had little success. Officials in Afghanistan said Saturday a car bombing, a roadside blast, and insurgent raids had killed at least 22 people, including security forces and civilians. Afghan Interior Ministry spokesman Tariq Aryan said Saturday the car bomb blast targeted a police base in the province of Herat, which borders Iran. Separately, a roadside bomb went off Saturday morning in Tarinkot, the capital of southern Uruzgan province, killing three civilians and injuring four others. Meanwhile, Taliban insurgents carried out pre-dawn raids in northern Kunduz and Balkh provinces, killing 11 Afghan National Army soldiers and injuring six others. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.